The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, to the On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Before I skip over that last story there about Afghanistan, you know, I know people personally, elderly and others, that could use some brand new dentures, some eyeglasses, even myself. My glasses, everything I read is fuzzy, so I got to really focus really hard. But anyway, this latest deal over in Afghanistan, these are from U.S. taxpayer-funded Afghan security forces that were abusing these, that still abuse these young boys. And if you watch that Dancing Boys of Afghanistan, you'll see that as these boys dress in their cute little outfits, looking like girls and stuff, that they're being bid on. And you might, as I said, look and see who's in the audience. Not just all Afghans. But anyway, if that's where your tax dollars reside, you would think Americans would be in protest, thinking of their own here at home that could use those monies to help secure at least a future for someone that's still working in society. And I mean, I don't eat out often. If I do drop into a fast food joint, I think it's sick to see some elderly person working to supplement their Social Security after they've worked 40, 50, 60 years of their lives. And it's, I mean, it shows you the despair that this country has, and no one is paying attention. But again, as I mentioned, those troops over there have been instructed not to get involved because they must respect the Afghan cultural norms. And if that's a norm over there in Afghanistan, then I think there's another problem Afghanistan has other than opium and other things. I digress, so that's my opinion there. But when I think of that, of course, I think of Trump when he launched that missile strike on Syria for the alleged chemical weapons over there. And Trump says that he was thinking about those poor children. Well, what about those poor children in Afghanistan, or the other ones, the Syrians, the other ones that are getting bombed by U.S. drones and stuff, collateral damage? They're supposed to release some new numbers out on these amount of casualties caused by U.S. in Afghanistan, but they're dragging their feet as usual. But there's another breaking story, too, that I thought was interesting for a lot of people, because it's more about how... It's a must-read, too. How Israel faked the information in 2007 to take out a Syrian reactor over there. And if you don't see how Israel works at times, you must go over to YouTube and watch Netanyahu was wrong about Iraq. And that's where he sat there vehemently saying that there is no doubt that Iraq had WMDs, and he went on to describe that the size of being used as small as washing machines. And again, how many U.S. boys died in that? And it was over 5,000 in that last war. And I say over 5,000, even though they claim 4,000, because I have friends that told me that those were only listed as what they called KIA, killed in action, and they had to die in Iraq. The others were transported via the helicopters or whatever over to Germany, where they may have died in transit or in the hospital itself. And so they always fudge the numbers, just like our economy. They constantly, it might help. Anyway, but that's why all these U.S. veterans are called veterans of foreign wars. The United States has not been attacked since, legally, 1967 on the USS Liberty. And other than that, I always look at these generals and stuff with their coats riddled with all these awards and comment, you know, just where do they get them from? Well, is it from bombing these countries that have nothing other than resources to steal? Is that a hero's job? And I hate to diminish any of the military that are serving like that, but that's basically all it is a corporate takeover of those countries, in which those people, now with their oil, like Donald Trump said, that Iraq's oil should go to fund the Wounded Warriors program. Well, the war was a lie, and the warriors were lied to, and now Iraqis have to pay how to rebuild their country if their oil's being siphoned off, which is like Libya, which through that, Gaddafi was setting up everyone with homes. Remember his famous claim that before his mom and dad would be housed, every single Libyan would be? And now over in Libya, they're doing what? Selling slaves for $400. I guess, I don't know if they'll import them in the United States here, but, you know, but it seems to be legal under the U.S. administration, though, that they can do this. But in this, it shows how the reactors were compared, and it's like file footage, you know, and it's selling the same lie over and over again, the same weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, and none of it has ever been proven. And even like with, say, Iran, the UN is against Trump on this latest envisionary thing to attack Iran. Of course, we know who it's for. France is doing trade with Iran. I mean, everyone's doing trade with Iran. It's just the U.S. wants to control the oil. And whenever they talk about taking out a nuclear energy site over there, there's a... Well, I guess you can look, which I have. But what one of those Moab bombs, if that's what they wanted to use to destroy one of Iran's reactors over there... And I looked at the location on Google Earth of the amount of homes and stuff in that general area. And then, like I say, if you watch that video, don't tell my mother I'm in Iran, and you find out how many Christians and how many Jews actually live in Iran, other than the Islamics, you know, the Muslims, whatever, that it would be indiscriminate, again, probably called collateral damage. And, of course, it may leave that entire vast area there uninhabitable for years like that. When you start bombing nuclear reactors, what happens? You know, just like with Fukushima, the constant outpouring of radiation from there. The now that massive leak somewhere up in the Russian area from all the radiation flowing down from there, which is 1,000 times more than it's supposed to be. This enforcement police stuff of being a policeman of the world, if it was a police action like that, send the police, don't send the military, you know. But this is to divide and conquer these nations, and of course it's to steal all this corporate wealth. And of course the big corporations, CEOs from this country, they move into those countries, they privatize everything, which once was free, like health care, schooling is all being charged for now. And like I say, life is by subscription only. You can't even live in the wild anymore without having proper permits and stuff. You can't even build a log home way up in the far northern tundra, you know. If you did, you might get away with it for just a little while, but with today's satellite technology, they'll find you, you know. But there's another story here that John Rappaport did on opiates, the CIA, and Hollywood. And every time you always hear these stars talking about their cocaine addiction, and again, once you start getting loaded all the time, you could be drunk with beer or whatever like that, but people lose their inhibitions and they're more willing to do things that they may not have done before, you know. But this is an entrapment thing, and they do this again through the TV, where they highlight all these things as if it's some glamour, It's go out and be like them people there. Wear their fad and stuff. There's a friend on Twitter, or associate, I should say, that posted a video of some gal reading from the King James Version, and it sounded good there, but beside her sat this other younger guy, and he sounded like he was speaking in tongues, and he had a big cross hanging around his neck, and then he raised up his hands as he's gesturing like that, and his fingernails were all painted. I think they were blue. They could have been black, but anyway, they were painted. And I thought, gee, didn't Christ say that my kingdom's no part of this world? And again, his followers weren't. And yet they are sucked into this. And that's why when I hear about all these Christians that back these wars, even though they know the wars are illegal, and they call themselves Christians. And as I mentioned before, these veterans of foreign wars, you can Google military grave sites. They're not marked with the Star of David or anything else. They're marked with the crosses and stuff, you know. They're fighting foreign wars for someone else or for some other one's agenda, whether it's banking or what. And it needs to stop, and yet there's no public outrage about it. They have other issues, you know. But it's never for the right thing, and it's not in mass. Like I've mentioned before, when you see entire countries basically rise up and tell the government, no, you're going to fix this thing now, you know, and there's no reform. Just like this other scandal that broke years ago, but seems like it's got its little reverb going now again with Barney Frank, where in 1989, the Washington Times had reported that Frank had allowed his boyfriend, Stephen Gobi, to run basically a prostitution ring out of his in a brothel inside of his own apartment there. And of course, you know, Frank claimed that he didn't know nothing about it. And this is no different than watching your politicians or FBI or anyone else that sits there, IRS, in front of the Senate or some other House committee and pleads a fifth. You try that in court and see how far you get, you know. But see, these are all state players. They can plead the fifth. There's no criminal charges, but you try that. It won't work. But again, like I say, this constant sexual theme of our media today is it's got to be a distraction from something bigger, way, way bigger. And of course, it doesn't end here either. Finland's married children, yes, married children, it's triggering an international concern. Imagine little children getting married. I wasn't maybe 13 or 14 before I found out what even bodies were for, you know. But anyway, the point was, though, is they keep inducing this children younger and younger. Now they're selling dolls that are transgendered. And is this the society we want to leave our children, or we want our children to be in it like that, you know? But there's no outrage. There's no moral compass left in this country. I mean, I get so sick and tired of watching this country bomb millions to death, and there's no one will say anything. And I'll give you an instance on this. I was talking to my friend last year, doing a radio job with him. Well, not really a job. He just needed my expertise. But anyway, and we were talking about the Dakota pipeline over there. And then just recently, they had that 5,000 barrels released over there. And I mentioned that. I sent a text to my friend about it. And he says, well, people got to drive. Now, I guess that's logical here in America, right? People got to drive, so, you know, poison some reservations' land, you know. But then I ask him, I says, well, what would you do if that oil line went across your property up, you know, he's got like 40, 50 acres up there. And I says, and it's spoiled your entire grasslands there, got into your water well. What are you going to say? People got a drink, too? You just go out and buy their product for $1.19 a bottle? I mean, do you just disregard everything that corporations are doing? And if you notice, corporations continually get away with murder, routinely get away with murder. Like I mentioned that Bhopal incident over there, almost 500,000 people were affected by that. Seven people were put on trial. One of them died. And of the seven, the six remaining got $2,000 fine and 2 years in jail for all the thousands of deaths, the lung problems, the disabilities. But these corporations do this, and you never see the CEOs take a hit. None of these bankers, you don't see them in jail, none of them. None of these big CEOs, none of them. But boy, I tell you, if you got a taillight out, you'll find a cop out there running you down trying to, you know, or what I like here in the Montana winters is that your plate was obscured with snow all over it like that. Well, we're back to that same issue again. The Pentagon for the last 16 years has spent $250 million a day. Think of that, $250 million a day. Not to count the hundreds of millions of dollars Obama's administration sent to arm and train these terrorists that lost over there in Syria and Iraq, better known as ISIS. And there's no outrage from the people there. But there's always money to do that. But they, again, like I say, writing a license, ticket for a obscured plate, which is just probable cause to stop you anyway. But the point is they can't even afford a snowplow for $140,000 or train a driver for that. But they can sure arm terrorists, just like the DEA's own confession that they armed the Sinaloa drug cartel. Fast and furious weapons. You know, you would think people would rise up to this corruption that's in this country here. And sadly, though, it's not just in this country. It's all the countries that are doing it, and they're making the citizens pay for it. And this is just like over with all this immigration. When that 2016 Human Rights Watch Commission report came out, listing that from three countries, 60 million immigrants had fled, and that all went into Europe. The point was that what they missed is it was the three countries, the United States and its allies, were bombing. And they're not immigrants, they're war refugees. And if anyone knows anything about history, you can watch the old war reels of the Allied terror bombings throughout Europe. And of course, Germany was involved too, but the millions fleeing down the back roads of Europe, going through their cities of Swiss cheese from the bombings. And the constant reports of whether it's in Germany or Russia of them defusing another World War II bomb. It's like the gift that never quits giving. The UXOs down through Laos and stuff, that 270 million bomblets, these cluster bombs were dropped and 70-some million didn't explode, but they do when some little kid's foot hits them 50 years later, you know. But I don't see any moral outrage in this country anymore. And that's why I was mentioning earlier there the fact that a man gets kind of soured on society when he sees that people don't even want, you know. I mean, it's almost like watching a video on YouTube there of these crazy weather incidences. And some guy drives his, which he thinks he's going to drive his truck across a swamp or something like that or some creek there. And the fast water topples a truck over, and he's out there reaching with his hand like that, but no one wants to offer any help. And of course, he was stupid for in the first place even trying that. But of course, you know how people are. They like to take chances and everything. But I do get fed up with society quite a bit there, and I cannot see why people would allow things to happen so much, especially when you watch what's being taught in our schools today to our grandchildren. Speaking of my age, but I'm sure glad that my three daughters got past all that, and it turned out damn good, I'll tell you. But we even see YouTube now censoring Christian videos because the content describes and supports values of the Russian faith. Where is it going to stop, you know? And the same thing about this hype with so-called terrorism in the United States here. 60,000 children a year, one out of every 9 minutes, ends up in the emergency room from FDA-approved drug poisonings. 60,000 of those whom knows how many die. But the point is, though, is they have access to it, and again, because of whether it's lack of ability to parent or what, and yes, there is probably some kids that automatically get into some kind of medication and stuff. But 60,000 like that. Of course, the ER rooms don't care because that's what they're paid the big bucks for. You know, these guys aren't making $4 an hour or $7 an hour. They're up in their $15, $20s, and $30 an hour for their technical services, you know. But it could be your child or your grandchild or something like that. And you'd like say, you think people just wake up. And we got another break coming up here. You're listening to RBN here, 1-800-313-9443. Right back. It's on talk radio.
talk is all you get.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
In a little thing that you won't know, turn to talk radio. Any time at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. And again, believe me, I just live out here in the sticks, but I pay attention to a lot more is going on. I live in a small community out here in the beautiful mountains along two rivers that cascade past here. And at night, you can hear the streams rushing by, and I just love it. You can hear the elk up on the hill, the wolves and all this other, the coyotes yapping like mad, you know. Of course, you can hear the cows next door and everything like that. But I know there's people in cities that have never even seen a cow, and I feel sorry for them. As I mentioned there with Carl there, you know, I always kind of laugh with, or try to laugh with humor, and I do it in a reverse type of psychology way to where you get people to like, what? You know? Like, I've been laughing with Carl and a few of the other ones out there, like Granny and stuff, that the only thing that's going to solve mankind's problems was a 55-mile-wide rock from space. And, of course, it would solve man, you know. But then I always put it, I feel sorry for the millions and millions of poor, innocent dogs that would die. In lieu of that, with some more humor, I always comment about nuclear war, too. That nuclear war in itself isn't bad. And, of course, you tell us to someone that's all out for, like, you know, let's go nuke Iran or something like that, you know. But I always say, you know, well, nuclear war isn't so bad. I says, I just feel so sorry for those poor, innocent dogs that'll be poisoned to death, sitting there eating all that radioactive dead flesh off your loved ones, chewing the faces, arms, and limbs and torsos apart like that, and then only to slowly die later on from their own poisoning like that. But those poor dogs, and they look at me like, what? You know, see, they see human life, and of course, but they don't, because, again, they have advocated the fact the country can allow, you know, whichever country it is, will go out and bomb millions to death. And no one thinks about it. I've highlighted that before here on the show here about the fact that we're always constantly showed or inundated some shooting victim's family or something. Oh, the loss, the tragedy, you know. And then I look at these videos from Iraq and stuff where actual journalists did their jobs. One particular would be John Pilger in The War You Didn't See, in which they go out and they actually talk to these victims of these bombings where they've had to bury their husband and four or five kids or whatever like that, you know. And, of course, most Americans are trained to just say, ah, they're just Arabs or they're just Muslims or whatever like that, you know. But the amount of death that you see and people just don't catch on to what's going, yeah, hope. Anyway, people just don't catch on to what that is. And but I look at that and I keep hearing, I mean, you have to understand how I think on things sometimes like that, and they like this depopulation agenda. And I'm going, well, how many kids are born every year, or children, I should say, versus the tens of thousands that are dying in wars that will never be able to produce or reproduce again? They're dead. And when you hear of the million so in Iraq, and the 4+ million from 1980 forward that have died in the Middle East, the Vietnamese and others that are no longer on this earth, technically, that have been killed, that are not part of this population. And we see daily thousands getting killed, whether it's through some terrorism or a war action or whatever, conflagration, call it what you want. Those people being bombed over in Donbass and Ukraine area, again in Syria. Syria demographically is 10% Christian, so of course I think of the number. Well, one out of 10 then in Syria is Christian, and so if the U.S. is over there indiscriminately bombing, and of course they never account for who the so-called collateral damage is. A couple of years back, I read an article there where in Afghanistan, the United States military through the Pentagon was paying $50,000 each to survivors of those drone bombings, to the Afghan people. And, of course, that adds up. And, of course, the actual missile used adds up. Of course, you have to replace the missile, too. And, of course, that's great for these great big arms production places, you know. And I'm not anti-war. I mean, some wars are probably valid. You know, if someone attacks you, it'd be no different than someone that reads a sign on your front door on your house that says, this door is locked to protect you, because once you get in, that's it. Another commercial break coming up here, bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24-7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back. I've got another caller online here, but first I want to finish up with this one story. You know, with my humor, though, that Carl had sent me, like I say, we're all in tune there, but with my jokes about the 55-mile-wide comet from, you know, anyway. A 3-mile-wide comet is supposed to slither by the globe here coming shortly. I forget the name of it, but anyway, it's supposed to pass within 2 million miles, and I was thinking to myself, gravity, gravity. So, I hope it's got a curve on it, kind of like a bowling ball. You know? Anyway, so pick up Tom down there in Utah. Good evening, Tom. How are you doing this evening? And I hope you're having a good week.
Hi, Keith. Just wanted to thank you. I've had about a half a dozen people contact me from our exposure on your show. So yeah. There's probably the odds are if you have one person contact you in an event, according to the stats of the CDC, that's as many as 300 that you've affected.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that I've had a half a dozen, and actually two of them are right there within probably rock-throwing distance of where you're at.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Oh, and be careful, but, Tom. Don't use the word exposed to much here in the United States here with all this sexual stuff coming out.
Oh, there, yeah. Yeah, you got to be really careful nowadays.
Yeah, well, I'm glad they're, like, say, I have that Elaine's speech on my website, if you want to listen to it. But she was talking with John B. Wells on his show on Caravan to Midnight. But I strapped the video off of YouTube and put it up on my server there because it was an issue for us around here locally. And I have a secret page counter on that thing there, and that page has been activated or accessed quite a bit like that. And, of course, I usually pass it on to the tribal members around here because it affects them more. However, most people do not realize that within our own tribal governments around here, or I should say their tribal governments, that the reservation itself is tribal trust land. And, like I say, they keep offering this, you know, the tribal entities there, casinos and growing pot and stuff, and it sounds great at first, but of course if one reservation breaks it, they pull it from everyone else. And then we find out later on that the casinos aren't actually being licensed to Indians, they're being licensed to corporations.
Yep.
So
yep,
it's a corporatizing of the reservations.
Well, I'm gonna, when Elaine calls me back, I'm gonna try to connect her up with Red Willow or Vicky Creel is her real name.
Yeah.
Vicky Creel has a radio show too that hits all the native community as well.
Yeah, she's only 5 miles
right
from
now
me.
What's that?
She only lives 5 miles from me out in Moise there, and she just sounds like a doll. I'd love to drive over to her house, just talk to her.
Are you talking about Vicky?
No, Elaine.
Elaine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vicky right now is sitting up there in North Dakota, and her focus is on the pipeline. Like you were talking mm-hmm. about, they don't want that pipeline coming through there because they know that they will have the same situation as the Fort Hall in Idaho.
Well, I saw South Dakota was talking about revoking the permit for it. And, of course, you'll see government override on that because it's commerce first. Like my friend said, people got to drive their car. So.
Well, they ought to push it a little bit longer.
I think so, too. I think so. You know, years ago here, we had a LNG and oil pipeline. I don't know how they filter those things here, but that ran down through this entire canyon down through here over to Thompson Falls. And, of course, it crossed the river quite a few times there. But one of the neighbors here had a horse that died from a possible oil spill from that pipeline there. And they got the entire pipeline shut down through the reservation here. And I thought, well, you know, that was a secure pipeline, and it may have been in the ground for quite a few years there, but I know they do regular maintenance on it. But I find it more damaging to see that Montana Rail Link here, or you know, with Denny Washington there, has to run those thermos bottles, as we call them, across the tracks from Missoula all the way down to Thompson Falls before they re-put it back into the pipeline. And they fill those containers back up, air pressurized, coming back to make sure there's no leaks in them and stuff. And a pressurized canister with fumes is a lot more deadly, and especially up here in our wooded areas and stuff. These hills would go up like candlesticks, you know?
Yeah, we had one rupture, and thankfully it did not ignite, but it sure left a mess when it split open over here in the rail yard in Utah.
Yeah. And there's accidents all over the world. We see big explosions in China, Russia. And of course, I always notice them when they're in the BRICS nations there, because I think they might be more sabotage, especially chemical plants and stuff, because that's what you need to produce things for war. But a lot of these explosion stuff, they seem so fishy, you know. And again, those are probably millions and millions of metric tons of poisons being thrown up into your atmosphere. The same thing with the Iraqi oil fields that were burning, or the U.S. or anyone else bombing these massive caravans of these ISIS convoys, allegedly, you know, that, you know, and again, same thing as bombing someone's nuclear plant like that. what it does to the air, and then they want to turn around and tell you, Tom, or me, that our vehicles is what's causing it. It's human caused, and we're the problem, not the governments, not the militaries. It's just we are, you know.
Yeah, we have an issue over here in Utah. We have a what's called MagCore, or U.S. Magnesium over here, and it does more pollution than all the cars tripled could ever think to produce. Yeah. In fact, right now in the wintertime, that air comes across the lake and hits us here, and it's got chlorine in it, and it combines with the other particulates and the other gases in the air, and so it creates a real real lung-damaging.
It's like Fukushima, though, Tom. The hundreds of thousands of gallons that were stored from Fukushima as they tried to siphon off the heat from those reactors over there was stored, and now they're actively releasing that stored water, which is radioactive, down into the ocean. And, of course, most people don't care because I guess in America here it'd be really romantic to not have to light a candle on your plate to have a nice fish dinner with your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever like that, you know, because the fish itself will glow. You know?
Yeah, quite a few members of my family are up there in Portland and up around Lower Washington, state of Washington, and I tell them, don't touch the fish.
Yeah. Well, and as I say, remember when that Fukushima thing started, Tom? The first thing the government came out with Obama under Obama administration 2011 is he raised the EPA levels for what was background radiation. And, of course, then they said that Geiger counters would be useless in checking food or water. And, of course, could you imagine the public scare if you saw someone walking around a meat department or whatever like that inside of a store with a Geiger counter going, dee, 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 and then you say, what's that? You know, checking for radiation, you know. Well, see, that's why they did that. In the meantime, if cancers and stuff go up, hey, corporations make money off that.
Well, and we can also reduce the population load that way, too.
Right.
Wow, that sounds like Agenda 21. Wow.
Yeah, I think there's something terribly nefarious going on, and it's not just this country, though, Tom. I think it's the entire world here. We are being set against one another, and again, they are going after Christianity, too, which was what this country here was backed on. You're losing rights as a Christian to make way for someone else's because you might offend them.
Yeah, my brother was a guard over in Iran. I'm sorry. Yeah, Iran. Iraq. he says, we don't want that over here.
I was
going to
ask you if he's a Republican guard. If it was Iran, I was going to ask you if he was a Republican guard.
Yeah. No, he says, we don't want that over here. They hate each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like ISIS there. If ISIS was so bad and this current agenda is, that's why they're slow to do anything like that, is because ISIS is what, Muslim on Muslim? They're killing each other off. Well, who would want that to happen, you know?
Well, yeah, he said that they had to separate the two factions, you know, and he says even with the doubled chain link fence between, somehow they would get things through and stab each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's tribal warfare has always been that way, though, Tom. It's I don't care if it's over there from Scotland or England or whatever, like, you know, people are just normally that way. But again, though, is because people normally want to be left alone. And when you start going to other people's countries, you are no longer you can no longer call someone an insurgent. They, like I have brought up before, kind of like the French Resistance, the underground, where they went over in these IEDs and stuff with. It's no different than World War II, where they're blowing up rail systems. Of course, unfortunately here, it's U.S. soldiers and these Humvees and stuff that are getting blown up there. But they're the resistance to the occupying armies. And like with Syria right now, the U.S. says they're not leaving Syria or Iraq, and they've got bases established there. And they're not even wanted in the countries. And, of course, it's in violation of international law. But, hey, what's international law?
I've come to believe we are insane. Is that a good diagnosis?
Yeah. MERS, plug in my website. Send money. But, you know, it's like, you know, Tom, I'm not really politically active and stuff like that. I just see things that are unjust in the world, and I comment on them like that. I'm not out here to make points. I don't vote. I don't do any of that stuff like that. if I had my way, I would live up here in the mountains with my dog, and life's good like that. But everything else in the world is being affected there because our prices in the markets are rising. You can't afford to feed yourself, let alone your dog, you know, and then they want to charge. Well, it's like Christmas coming up here. If people are spending $900 allegedly for this so-called Christmas each, most credit cards today are at least 23% because of the people's credit ratings. So you're paying 23% more on top of the original purchase that you're not going to pay off the next month because you don't have it. And so that interest rolls over. People just don't see they're being suckered.
Well, that's okay. I'll use my American Express to pay off my Visa.
Yeah. Get cash out to do it, though. So don't look. Yeah, I can't trace it that way.
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you, and those families will be thanking you, too, hopefully, and that's how the word goes. But you see Elaine, and tell her to give me a call, and I want to get her with Vicky Creel.
Okay, we'll do that.
The more voices on those issues with the natives and with us. I mean, we are on the reservation, too, aren't we?
Well, that's just it, Tom. I grew up around here. When I first got here, I landed a job first thing, which was fine like that. But to make extra money, young, all that energy and stuff, you know, started doing some hay and changing pipes, stuff like that, working my way up there, driving tractors, swathing fields. I mean, having a blast out there farming like that, running cattle and like, you know. But I worked with all these tribal members and stuff because they, too, well, whether they're out getting drinking money or what like that, you know, the point is, though, is they were out working. And we all got along. We sat around working, drinking, whatever like that. You know, we had fun like that. I did not see the racism that they're trying to push under this agenda that we have today.
Well, with the people, the folks on our relatives on the res, they've got to survive, so they don't have time to get into the racism crap that we're being forced into.
Yeah, one of my best ones I do, Tom, though, is this that DHS Sentry members and this drug issue in this country here. When I meet law enforcement, I have pre-printed stuff all captured from the major networks so they don't think it's some damn fictitious website or something like that, of all the drug dealing and cartel stuff that the United States government has authorized, which is putting their lives at risk as well as making the social problems that we have today. And it's not the people. They're being suckered into it.
Yeah, by the way, the greatest amount of drug running actually exists on the reservations because the Mexicans and their operatives come in and they look like the natives, and
right.
So they get away with being there.
Yeah, the main travel through here is from this reservation to Spokane, and they go right up through Boise and right down into Tijuana and stuff back into the Mexico there. But again, that's through that Sentry Members program. Like I say, you can Google Sentry Member arrested, and you'll see that many, 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 many are arrested for millions in meth and cocaine and other drugs like that. And they only have a 10-second wait at the border because they're these so-called trusted members.
Well, when you get a chance, go on your internet and look up Braveheart Community over there in that's the grandmother's organization where they're trying to help each other with these issues.
Okay. Sounds good.
And anyway, thank you for putting the word out on this manufactured home problem.
No problem.
There's a lot of the people doing oil work up there that are living in these type units, too.
Sure. Yeah, they're just standby housing like that, you know. Remember when they had that last big one, problem over in North Dakota with the layoffs and stuff, and even down in Texas, where it showed those people, they had all these fine homes and stuff that suddenly went zilch on them like that and were repossessed. It destroyed their credit and stuff. And, of course, this is for the U.S., again, fighting for its commerce to sell its local products versus anything else, and this fracking stuff is coming up bust. And, of course, they want to do all this LNG gas over to Europe and stuff, send it on ships and stuff? I mean,
right. It's...
Yeah, I mean, it's madness. It reminds me of the bridge over River Kwai where that guy is, doctors keep saying madness, madness, you know. Anyway, thanks for calling in, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry I'm a little tired at this end of night, but I did want to thank you for the exposure.
All right, yeah, no problem there.
I think, I don't know if I told you, there's a link to Elaine Jarvik of Deseret News, but I forgot also to tell you that Susan James of ABC News New York put her story up for me, but that I didn't link that up at the top yet. It's about halfway down.
All right, I'll check it out, okay?
Yeah, that's an easy one to share. It's a lot less tedious than my writing.
Right.
You know, all right. Scientists are the worst writers, but we...
That was my next
story.
We're
fact finders, but we can't say it.
Yeah, that's my next story. Anyway, you have a good night, Tom, okay? Good to hear from you down there in Utah, okay? Have a good one there. Best of the wife, too, okay? All right. My other one was a tweet I'd gotten earlier today, which this constant media censorship, and it does it. And, of course, we know Russia's being blamed for it, but every time I hear something about Russia, 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 I just look at who's saying it there, and you can Google a who is on, you know, who the party is, and you normally find out where their roots go. In lieu of that, there was a photo put up earlier today of Benjamin Netanyahu with Mark Zuckerberg there. And we know that the censorship is basically it's to shut down anything about Israel's crimes, what they're doing to Palestinians, and, of course, the U.S. support for that same regime over there that keeps killing people. So, I mean, this is what censorship's about. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show here. You know, Granny made a point there in the chat room there about racism comes in all colors there. And you know that is true there because, again, I think back, this country didn't have the racism problem. I mean, there was a few. I knew a few whites that didn't like blacks. I knew a few blacks that didn't like whites. And I knew quite a few people didn't like the Asians and stuff. But, you know, the point was, though, is it wasn't so vocal as far as, you know, as demanding racial slurs and stuff like that. But I think back to, like I say, the old farming days and stuff when you get done farming and the farmer, his wife would be there cooking bread, steaks, whatever like that. You all sat together, probably had a beer together, whatever like that, you know. The same thing with the taverns here in Montana. They're full of all kinds of walks of life, of people and stuff. And we all socially interact pretty good. It's only when the government sets us apart on that. And it's sad, you know, that people get duped into these things. Just like watching a YouTube video of a guy playing some stupid violent video game and he loses and he gets up and he punches a computer screen and stuff. How would he feel if he was actually being shot at in real life and he lost? You know, and it's just a game. But, you know, these people go out and spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on these Xboxes and stuff. You know, it's like it's stupid, you know. And again, like I mentioned, you can adjust the blood splatter if you want. Just move the little, you know, icon a little bit, you know. Anyway, more on this world news here before the time ends here that Putin told Trump that President Bashar al-Assad has confirmed his commitment for political reforms, including their constitutional things. And, of course, this is basically Russia telling the United States that Syria, who wants to govern themselves, will apply certain mandates that the United States wants to what they call it a political reform there, even though over 86% of Syrians voted for Bashar al-Assad. And, of course, they don't want him in there. And, of course, there's long ties back to Israel and to Assad's father that goes into this here. So, again, we're being fed stuff. And in lieu of that, with everyone switching over these great, huge military contracts from Russia, the United States is getting scared for money. And, of course, they're trying to sell billions and billions of dollars of their arms. And, of course, you've got to ferment the issue, whether it's North Korea or what like that, Iran, to get these people to say, well, you need to defend yourself. I remember when they told Putin that they wanted to place these missiles over there in Europe to defend against Iran, and Putin just laughed at him. You know, he's not dumb, you know. And on top of that, the former chief of defense in Norway labels the F-35 fail plane the worst investment scandal in history. And, of course, everyone is having issues with these planes. And it's the countless hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars spent on these things, or trillions, whatever, you know, to sell a product that doesn't work, whether it's the 3D glasses that look through the plane as you're flying it, or the air system that suffocates its pilots, can't fly in the rain, whatever, you know. And again, it's all dealt towards commerce. And, of course, if someone isn't buying something from America, well, then they get mad. But, of course, America anymore, the only thing it produces is war items, you know. And, of course, who winds up with those war items? Like, look at ISIS riding around those 2,500 Humvees and stuff seized from Iraq during that ordeal there. And, of course, they had a heck of a time trying to stomp them out. Anyway, up next here we have Blacklisted News Radio. Thank all for being in the chat room there. And thank Kenneth in the control room. Thank you for the listeners there, and we'll be back next Sunday, and we hope you have a good evening there. You're listening to RBN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think.
Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.